From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung discusses economic survival strategies with his cabinet and appeals to the warring nations to work for peace. Defense Minister An Kyu-baek says South Korea did not receive any official requests for support from the U.S. with regard to the Strait of Hormuz. And a Washington-based research group says North Korea appears to have completed a building believed to be a new uranium enrichment facility in Yongbyon. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. The Iran war still isn't over, and South Korea is bracing for impact. President Lee Jae-myung discussed economic survival strategies with his cabinet on Tuesday and appealed to the warring nations to work for peace. During the meeting, he also continued his remarks on wartime human rights issues following criticisms for taking issue with Israel's treatment of the Palestinians. Eileen Cahill has more.
President Lee Jae-myung has instructed the government to prioritize key national projects, such as exploring alternative supply chains and transitioning to a plastic-free economy. The president issued the directive at a cabinet meeting Tuesday, stressing the need to accelerate efforts to address structural vulnerabilities in the country's economy and industries in light of the Middle East conflict.
It is difficult to be optimistic about the situation as the tensions between the two sides over the Strait of Hormuz continue to escalate. For the time being, difficulties in the global energy raw material supply chains and high oil prices are likely to persist.
He also called for the swift implementation of a 26.2 trillion won supplementary budget to assist those affected by the war. During the meeting, he continued his call for respect for basic human rights.
I would like to ask the countries involved in the war to take courageous steps to achieve the peace the world desires desperately, based on the principles of universal human rights and the lessons of history.
This followed a confrontational series of social media messages involving the president and the Israeli foreign ministry, which started Friday when Yi shared a 2024 video that appeared to show Israeli soldiers pushing a body off a roof. The president drew rebukes from the Israeli foreign ministry by comparing the present-day abuse of Palestinians to historical atrocities such as the Holocaust and the abuse of Korean women as sex slaves under Imperial Japan. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
Defense Minister An Kyu-baek says South Korea has not received any official requests for support from the U.S. with regard to the Strait of Hormuz, which has been virtually shut down due to the war in the Middle East. An disclosed the information Tuesday during a full session of the National Assembly's National Defense Committee when asked if there had been any progress in talks with the U.S. about the major waterway. The minister said Seoul is ready to cooperate and consult should any request be made on the choke point, adding that South Korea believes that as a member of the international community, it should take part in matters that require participation. An said South Korea has expressed its intent to take part in an international effort led by Britain and France to ensure safe passage for ships in the waterway, vowing that South Korea will play its part as a reasonable member of the international community. He added that Seoul will carefully coordinate various methods, procedures, and external messages after comprehensively taking into consideration its bilateral ties with Washington and Tehran. North Korea appears to have completed a building believed to be a uranium enrichment facility in Yongbyon, North Pyongan Province, according to a Washington-based research group. Beyond Parallel, a website specializing in North Korea under the Center for Strategic and International Studies, reported on Monday that a suspected uranium enrichment building at the Yongbyon Nuclear Research Center has been completed. The analysis was based on satellite imagery from this month that shows a building widely believed to be a new uranium enrichment plant built to produce weapons-grade material for nuclear weapons, in line with information reported by the International Atomic Energy Agency. The report said construction began in mid-December 2024, and the new facility was largely externally complete by early June 2025. The most recent image, captured April 2nd, shows the facility essentially complete, including a probable standby generator, a building meant for administration and engineering support, vehicle sheds, and other buildings. U.S. President Donald Trump has tapped former Representative Michelle Park-Steele as the first U.S. ambassador to South Korea in his second term. The White House on Monday posted a list of nominations the administration has sent to the Senate for approval, including that of the Korean-American former California congresswoman, to be U.S. ambassador extraordinary and plenipotentiary to South Korea. If and when Steele is approved and formally appointed to the top envoy post in Seoul, she will fill the vacancy left by former Ambassador Philip Goldberg in January 2025. She will also become the second Korean-American to take the position after former Ambassador Sung Kim. South Korea's presidential office said Tuesday that it expects the nominee will contribute to the strengthening of the Seoul-Washington alliance and the promotion of friendship between the peoples of both countries. Sleep and depressive symptoms are strongly associated with each other, according to a 2025 community health survey. Specifically, people who slept less than 6 hours or more than 9 hours each night were 2.1 times more likely to suffer from depression than those who slept 7 to 8 hours, which is generally considered optimal for mental health. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Tuesday released its analysis of data gathered from 230,000 adults nationwide last year, which showed poor lifestyle habits were also strongly associated with an increased risk of depression. The study suggested smokers had 1.7 times higher odds of developing depression, while the chances were 1.3 times higher for high-risk drinkers and between 1.2 and 1.4 times higher for those who did not get enough physical exercise. Infrequent in-person social contacts, such as seeing friends or family less than once a month, doubled the risk of depression, while socioeconomic vulnerability was also cited as a significant factor. Police raided a plating company in Hwasong, Gyeonggi Province in connection with the injury of a worker. The Gyeonggi Namboo Provincial Police sent 20 investigators to the company on Tuesday to obtain evidence in the case. Police say they had seized a mobile phone belonging to the company's owner, an individual in the 60s, and a computer inside the plating factory. The police said that two compressed air guns, which they believe were used to harm the worker, had been voluntarily submitted the previous day. Investigators plan to question, as a suspect, the company owner who stands accused of discharging compressed air close to the body of a Thai worker in their 40s in February. Starting this weekend, owners of electric vehicles will be able to enjoy discounts of up to 15% on charging fees at the nation's 107,000 charging stations between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. The Ministry of Climate, Energy and Environment and the Korea Electric Power Corporation announced on Tuesday that a 50% discount will be in effect for electricity at some 94,000 home charging spots and 13,000 public fast charging stations for the three-hour time frame on weekends and public holidays between March and May, as well as in September and October. The ministry said the reduced electricity rates will result in a discount of between 12% and 15% on EV charging fees. Meanwhile, starting Thursday, the ministry and KEPCO will apply revised rates for industrial power based on seasons and time frames with the goal of shifting nighttime electricity use to the daytime hours. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Che.
KBS World Radio.